It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I love to start my show that way. It is Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. It's underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the ElamGroup.com, Environmental Consultants, ElamGroup.com. Well, did you know that the Brickyard 400 is this Sunday? It seems like this thing has kind of snuck up on us now in its new September date. Did you realize it's the 26th running of the Brickyard 400? And it's this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Plenty of tickets remain. You can walk up that day and get tickets. I remember I covered the very first Brickyard 400. I believe it was back in 1994. And it was really a special thing. I remember I was in North Carolina at the time working in the media. And for all those drivers and for the NASCAR teams to come into the hallowed grounds of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it was really a special day. And if you remember, Jeff Gordon won the first Brickyard 400. And I remember we were the only Charlotte media, I worked in Charlotte, North Carolina at the time, that stayed and covered the race. But we were on a really tight deadline. And I still can't believe, looking back at this, that they let us do this. I remember Rick Hendrick, the team owner for Jeff Gordon, Hendrick Motorsports, when they won the race, at the end of the race, I was walking down pit lane with Rick Hendrick. And he said, back home again in Indiana. And it was just so cool to see Jeff Gordon get that first win. And I still remember we were on a real tight deadline. And I talked to Rick. I said, man, we really need an interview with Jeff before he does all the other stuff. And he said, well, that's fine. And they were doing what they call the hat dance in Victory Lane, where they change hats for all the sponsors. They keep putting a different hat on and taking different pictures. And he actually let me interrupt the hat dance and run out there and do a quick two-question interview with Jeff Gordon about winning the first Brickyard 400. And then they said, you got to get out of there. And I said, okay, I'm good. I got my two answers and I'm done. But I still always want to say thanks to Rick Hendrick for letting me do that back in 1994. So, hey, if you're looking for a good thing to do this weekend, this Sunday, the annual Brickyard 400, the 26th running this Sunday, they go green at 2 o'clock. And here we go. The NFL season is upon us. The Colts play at the LA Chargers. Still hard not to say the San Diego Chargers, but it's the Los Angeles Chargers now. That game is Sunday, scheduled for kickoff at 4:05. So it will be a busy time for the Colts, but I don't know if it will be any more busy than what it was for Labor Day for them. They spent about $42 million on quarterbacks over this past weekend. They signed Jacoby Brissett to a two-year, $30 million extension, and they also added a backup quarterback, Brian Hoyer, 33-year-old, gets a three-year deal worth about $12 million, so $42 million, and they're still paying Andrew Luck like $20 million. So they're spending a lot of money. Don't you wish they'd just donate that to the Catholic Church? That's what I wish he would do. Just get one quarterback and donate the rest to Catholic Radio India.
And why is it the tickets are so expensive?
Unbelievable, the money that they're spending on quarterbacks this year, and they're still not sure they've got a guy that can lead it. Though I think Jacoby will do a good job. I'm looking forward to seeing him get a chance. He's kind of been a guy that stuck through it and stuck with it, taking a lot of snaps here in the preseason, all of them actually, with the first team. So I'm wishing Jacoby Brissett and the Colts the very best of luck. One note, did not like to hear Krishan Hogan, the kid out of Marion University. He was waived by the Colts. I'm still watching the waiver wire and looking who might pick him up. I just can't believe that Krishan won't get picked up. I think he will by somebody eventually. I sure hope so. He's a great kid. Great quarterback, worked so hard at his game, and we're wishing Krishan Hogan the very best and hope he gets a chance in the NFL. And speaking of Marion, they did have a guy make a team, Brandon Dillon from Marion University, a tight end, made the 53-man roster for the Minnesota Vikings. So there's a guy to watch for on game days, number 86. Will he be active on game days? I'm not sure, but it's worth watching. Brandon Dillon, number 86 for the Minnesota Vikings out of Marion University. And while we're talking local guys, the Cowboys on their 53-man roster is a kid from Noblesville, Brandon Knight, who went to IU, a Noblesville Miller, made the roster for the Dallas Cowboys. So it's always great to see those guys get their opportunity in the NFL. Speaking of football, how about Notre Dame? They opened with a win Monday night over Louisville. Wasn't easy. Louisville really ran the ball well against the Irish. Coach Brian Kelly knows they're going to have to get better there, but the Irish, they are 1-0 to start the year. Well, we're going to talk high school football in just a bit, but first we're going to zoom in on high school volleyball. What is that all about? We'll talk about that and an incredible story of perseverance when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. It's my pleasure to help you guys and our listening audience understand one of the great comeback stories in the history of sports. It's my good friend, my former coach. Welcome Steve Shondell to Catholic Sports Weekly. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well today, Will. Very, very honored and humbled to be a part of your show.
Well, that's nice, Coach. And he is the coach of the Muncie Burris Owls High School Girls Volleyball. If you follow volleyball at all, you know the story of Muncie Burris and the incredible success story. Just a quick backstory on Coach. He led the Burris Owls, head coach of the volleyball team from 1976 to 2009. In that time, he won 21 state championships, amassed a record of like 1,183 wins and 95 losses. Unbelievable. Then left Burris to go be the head coach of the Ball State women's volleyball team. Coached there for 6 years and has now been retired until month and a half ago or so? You returned.
Yeah.
You returned to the Muncie Burris Owls as their head volleyball coach. I guess the first question, Coach, what made you do it? What made you come back to high school volleyball?
What made me do it was no one applied for the job.
Uh-huh. And you said, it's my job. I'm going to take it back, huh?
Yeah, I had a full one-hour interview with my athletic director and had no idea at the time that basically no one applied for the job that did not have to have a teaching position.
Okay.
A good friend of mine from Florida who teaches PE, Chad Long, he actually did apply for the job, but there was no teaching position available. So I like to think that I got the job by default.
Yeah. Well, it's an incredible story and so great. I know I'm proud. I'm a Burris Owl. I graduated there. We won't say when I graduated, I will date myself and say they had not won a single state championship before
That's
I graduated.
Right.
But it was about the time I left is when the volleyball team really took off, right?
That's correct. When I first started coaching at Burris, I had been the coach of the Muncie Anna Volleyball club team that went to nationals 4 or 5 years, which was pretty much filled with girls from Muncie Northside. And that started in 1974. And then Northside went on to win, I believe, 3 state championships in the next 4 years under their coach, Debbie Powers, who allowed me to assist her a little bit during the season. But mostly I worked with those Northside girls during the off season with Muncie Anna, and they were the group that started Muncie Anna, and Muncie Anna is now the oldest volleyball club in the entire country, as we were the only team that went to the first national AAU tournament just outside of Baltimore in the year 1974.
Wow.
So I had to get some Burris girls playing club volleyball to catch up with the juggernaut Northside, who was dominating the Muncie sectional every year.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, my main goal was to win a sectional one time. And we finally did that in 1979 with some great Burris players like Liz Douglas and Michelle Burton-Winkle, Ian Osterhoff, and others. And that team's going to be honored this Saturday at the Shondell Invitational. It's a 40-year reunion of Burris Volleyball, and the team that advanced to the Final Four for the first time in Burris history in the year 1979.
Wow. I remember that team. Of course, I was in high school at that time, and Liz Douglas went on to play college volleyball, I believe, at Northwestern, right, is where she went to school. And she had a great career. And is she going to be able to make it back? I know she's like a newspaper writer out in San Diego now, I think.
She's written for magazines and newspapers. And
yeah.
She's kind of been the ringleader in getting in contact. What's really amazing, Will, is we only had eight players on that team, and we pretty much played six all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a serving specialist, Lou Ulrich, who you probably remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember Lou.
And then we had a junior outside attacker that was always a little bit scared when she'd go into a match. She just wasn't a real competitive gal, but a very, very nice gal. So we were pretty thin on the bench with only two players. I think probably the smallest team, as far as numbers-wise, to ever go to the Final Four in Indiana high school volleyball.
You probably don't remember, but you used to trot me over from basketball practice, and I used to serve against your team sometimes because I had a decent little serve, and you used to bring me in to serve against the girls. That was fun. they returned them all, but that's okay.
we had two gyms at that time. They were known as the boys and girls gym, and we normally practiced in the girls gym. We had a lot of sun coming through those windows, made it tough at times to actually see the ball because of the glare off the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember you coming over quite often to serve against the girls. And there may have been a couple times that you actually came over and attacked some balls on the left side.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But it was a lot of fun. I loved your enthusiasm. And I also liked the fact that you were on my first ever basketball team at Burris. And I believe it was, 1979? Was your senior year?
No, my senior year was 1980. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
1980,
but it would have been 79-80 school year. Yeah. Yep. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
But at that time, for 4 years, I was coaching the volleyball team and the basketball team, and for about 3 or 4 weeks, there was an overlap.
Yep. I remember that.
Where both teams were practicing at the same time. Volleyball was still in season, and that particular year, which would have been your senior year, must have been the year we went to the state finals for the first time. So I was actually coaching volleyball 2 or 3 extra weeks than I normally did that particular year in 1979. But I still remember how much fun we had when you would come over and serve to the girls. And they loved that. They loved you. And I know that you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure did. We're talking with Steve Shondell, head coach of the Muncie Burris Owls, and his teams have won 21 state titles over the year. He's back after retirement, and he's back coaching the Owls. Your guys are off to an 8-1 start. That's pressure on this team because they don't want to be the team that gets you to your 100th career loss, right? You're now four away from that.
Right. That's right.
Hey, tell me another thing, and one reason why we wanted to get you on this show is something you're dealing with in your personal life. I'm not sure I can say it, but it's a spasmodic torticollis. Did I say it right?
You just said it beautifully. It took me a month to even memorize the name of what it was.
What is it, and how does it affect you?
Well, it affects you from the standpoint that all the hours that I'm awake during the day, there is spasms and twitches going nonstop, pulling my chin to the left time after time. And that all began at Ball State my final couple of years whenever I would toss balls into the setter or to the outside attackers in what we call out-of-system balls, deep off the court. My head chin would pull to the left every time I released the ball. And it just kept getting a little bit worse and worse. And I was probably waited way too long to go to the doctor, but I could still function. I'm still active with my tossing. So I never went.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year ago, it just got to the point where it was just constantly pulling to the left time after time after time. And the doctors here in Muncie really weren't familiar with it because it's such a rare neck disorder. But they did figure out that it was probably nerve-related. So they sent me to Dr. Wolf here in Muncie, and within 15 minutes, he was able to figure out exactly what it was. And I take medication for it every day, but the biggest thing is to help more than anything, but it just takes time, mm-hmm. is getting Botox shots,
yeah.
once every 3 months. And that's helped me a little bit get better as far as just slowing the nerves down and trying to deaden them as much as possible without completely killing the nerves in my neck. So I've been dealing with that for a few years, but it's been a little bit more difficult here in year number four that I've had, just keeping my head quiet and still.
Yeah, well, it's amazing
that's kind of the story.
Yeah, to go through that and then get back on the sidelines and coach, and that's amazing testament of your perseverance. And I know you and I have talked about this. You're a faith-filled man, and prayer. And that has been a big motivation for you as well. A lot of people are sending you prayers all the time, and that is a something that is helping you get through this, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, when my sister put this information out on Facebook by her own without my permission, I was really surprised by it because actually I wanted to keep it really, really quiet. I didn't really want other people to know exactly what I had, but... once you put it on Facebook, the prayers started coming every single day. And, of course, I've got over 2,000 followers on Facebook, so I had a lot of really nice messages that people were keeping me in my prayer. And I'm just the kind of a person that thinks that everything happens for a reason. And I'm hoping to get better. But my main focus is on my dad, who's been broke his hip about a month ago and is really struggling getting his strength back where he can actually get up on his own and take a few steps. So I've really learned how to learn a wheelchair, and would love to see him get a little bit better. And so I put most of my focus on others and try not to worry too much about this, but I do have to treat it every day, sometimes a day, with a various assortment of pills. And those basically relax my neck and shoulder as much as possible.
Our prayers with you and your dad, the legendary Don Shondell, a volleyball legend and Hall of Famer. And so you're also a Hall of Famer. You have brothers Dave and John, both at Purdue. It's a volleyball family, the Shondells. And I tell you, when you talk about prayer, and you are always one, I've never known anybody like you who deflects everything to other people. You never want to take credit. You don't really want to talk about this. But people are here praying for you, and I know the Catholic radio community is going to pray for Steve Shondell and your recovery and your dad's recovery. But what is it about that trait? Tell me the secret to that, to how you deflect things always away from you. Probably can't even talk about it, right?
Yeah. I've just always been uncomfortable with it. I like to think that my dad really taught me to be humble and kind as a coach. And I played for him for four years at Ball State, and he was just a great role model for me. And I've also, at Burris, I've hired an incredible staff of assistant coaches with Hall of Famer Jim Craig and former Burris four-time state champion and great player at Minnesota, Mia Taberson. Eric Stout, who's one of my former managers back in the 80s, moved out to California and worked for a company there, retired at age 47. And he did a lot of assistant coaching out in California. And then I have the starting center at Ball State, Quinn Isaacson. Mm-hmm. I love to have a Ball State player on my staff because those guys usually go on and coach at the collegiate level, which is where you actually get paid for coaching volleyball.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, at Burris, it's where Burris is where your heart is, but I'm sure that you have to do a little more extra work. But you are asking for donations. You know, people can send donations to help the volleyball team. What was an interesting story? So they when you showed up, they only had like $180 or whatever in their account, or $200 or something like that. And
yeah, it was $450.
$450, okay.
And when I left Burris to go to Ball State, we had over $10,000.
Oh wow.
In that volleyball account that dwindled down to $450. So it just came out of the blue to do that Facebook fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we're up, I think, over $15,000.
Good for you.
Best in school history.
So this Saturday is the 40th reunion and the Shondell Invitational. What's the quick scoop on that? How can people get involved? When's it happening? What are the times and dates?
Well, the tournament starts at 9, and the finals, I believe, are scheduled to start at 5:30. But before that final match, and they take down both of the side courts that we're playing on in pool play, and then they set up the main court. Well, during that time, we're going to recognize that 1979 team that with a new banner, because they were in the final four. And at Ball Gym, they put banners up for all the volleyball teams that either went to the Final Four or won a state or a national championship. And it just so happened this is the 40th year. I think we have 6 of the 8 girls that made up that team coming back.
Good.
And we're still trying to find a young lady named Ann Kibler that's disappeared. No one seems to know where she is. And she was one of our outside hitters.
Yep.
Really a lot of fun to coach and a really great girl. So it'll certainly make my day if Ann Kibler pops in the Ball Gym. And that will, I think, give us 7 of the 8 players. One of the 2 substitutes, her name was Laura Bird Dog Bertel. She lives out in San Francisco. And I think she has a wedding she has to attend on Saturday. So my goal is to have 7 of the 8 girls back, plus Dick Falls, who was the athletic director at that time and one of my best friends, who now lives in Florida. Oh, he was also a great baseball coach, too, and nearly took Burris in the Final Four in single-class baseball in his final year. But it's possible he may be flying in for the event.
And, he needs to get out of Florida anyway this week, right?
Oh, I know. He really does. He's got all these free tickets filled up, too, so it won't cost him a dime to fly back.
Yeah, he needs to
come. And then the other person I wanted to mention was the gal that the lady that hired me. Everyone called her Miss More Skinny.
Yep.
And she said the best way to remember her name was that she was more skinny than fat.
Yeah. I remember her. I remember Miss More Skinny. Yep.
But she hired me when I was either a freshman or sophomore at Ball State to come over and be the interim coach at mid-season. And I went ahead and did that. And then the next couple of years I was at Ball State, I coached a team. And what's really the neatest part of this story was that after I graduated from Ball State, I was all ready to take a teaching and coaching job at Newcastle for volleyball. And Miss Worskinny went into the principal's office, pounded her fist on the table and said, "We have to make a job for this guy. We've got to have him at Burris as a coaching teacher." So Dr. Branch is the principal. They created a teaching position for me because Miss Worskinny had a really, really powerful influence on the school and on the principal. And I went on to teach and coach for over 30 years. Yeah. I actually coached for 34 years before making the move across the street to Ball State. And a lot of people don't realize that Burris is the laboratory school of Ball State.
Yep.
So all the teachers of Burris are on the Ball State faculty.
Well, enjoy yourself this weekend in the Shondell Invitational. That's this Saturday in Muncie. Coach, thank you so very much. Appreciate your time.
Well, I really enjoyed it, Will. Thank you very much.
That's Steve Shondell. We'll continue with Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
Just a reminder, Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at catholicradioindy.org.
People who own a boat, RV, or motorcycle often find it's an expensive hobby, especially if it's an older one. It seems like it's always needing a repair. Plus, you have to pay to insure it, store it, and license it, even when you're not using it, which is most of the time. You can donate it to Catholic Radio. We'll sell it or salvage it, and the money will help keep us on the air. Visit our website, CatholicRadioND.org, and click on Donate Your Vehicle, or call us at 317-870-8400.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing. That's AAARoofingCompany.com, and also the Elam Group, E-L-A-M. com. Well, thanks again to Steve Shondell, one of the great comeback stories. Just had him on the show this weekend in Muncie at the Old Ball Gym on the Ball State campus. They'll have the 40th anniversary of their first team that went to the Final Four. And then, of course, the rest is history, as he says. 21 state championships, over 1,000 victories, and only 95 losses. And now he's back coaching at Burris. After a long little run, or a short run, I guess, 6 years at Ball State. Hey, let's talk some high school football real quickly. Guerin Catholic, what a great win last week. They beat Lafayette Central Catholic. They're now 2-0 to start the year. Guerin Catholic will play at Heritage Christian this Friday. Chatard is 2-0. They host Roncalli. That's a great game. Probably the game of the week this week, Chatard and Roncalli. That's Chatard is 2-0. Roncalli struggling a little bit to start the year. They are 0-2. Cecina is 2-0. And how about the Irish of Cathedral? They're also off to a 2-0 start. They beat Cincinnati Moeller last week, shut them out. I think the final was like 28-0, and now they stay in Cincinnati. Of course, they're back at school this week, but then Friday they go back to Cincinnati. That game is at Cincinnati Elder this Friday, and Ritter is hosting Brebeuf. That game also this Friday, as we get high school football going all across the area. And don't forget, your tickets are still available for the 26th running of the Brickyard 400. That'll happen this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And your Colts, well, what do you think? How many people are still booing because Andrew Luck left? I hope not too many. He wrote the really nice letter to the fans. It was in the Indianapolis Star this past week. And I guess it was kind of a good little ending, an exclamation point. And now Jacoby Brissett is your quarterback, and they play at the L.A. Chargers this Sunday. That is a 4:05 start. We do appreciate, again, our special guest, Steve Shondell. We wish him the very best, and our prayers are with him and his family as he continues to recover, along with his dad who fell and broke his hip, and we are all rooting and praying for Don Shondell as well. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.